Another thing was before they gave the electric shock treatment, they gave an injection into the arm, into the bloodstream, and then after this injection had been given, they released the tourniquet and they counted 9, and then the patient had an epileptic fit. And this, the first time I saw it, it absolutely horrified me. And then later, we had the electroconvulsive therapy, where you touch the pulse of the patient's head. And in the early days, the reactions were so severe that fractures were reported because of this. You know, when the treatment had been given, the patient had such a tremendous convulsion.
Because they didn't give muscle relaxants?
No, that was not brought in until later.
Yeah.
That again, it seemed to me to be quite wrong, although I can recall cases, one in particular, where a patient who was rather depressed, and he would go for periods refusing to take any food. And the doctor would feed him nasally for a time. And then when this treatment came in, we would give him this shock treatment. And afterwards, when he recovered, he would resume taking his food. That's about the only occasion when I can recall it having had beneficial effects.